Back in 2015, LuLaRoe was everywhere. You couldn't escape their colorful, buttery soft leggings. It seemed like everyone knew someone who was selling them. LuLaRoe wasn't just selling leggings. They were selling the dream of being your own girl boss and making big bucks for part-time work. And tens of thousands of people bought in.
I was watching how things were flying off the shelf, how people were getting boxes and people shopping the boxes. You can't even keep this inventory in. And I'm thinking, holy crap, I could do this.
For them, LuLaRoe was more than just a company. It was a movement. But the real story was much more complicated. Most LuLaRoe retailers claim they were actually losing money, putting in endless hours for barely any sales, and getting defective inventory like moldy leggings. Meanwhile, the founders, they were cashing in. By 2017, retailers wanted out. They were leaving in droves.
They invested thousands of dollars, believed in the brand, and bought into a dream. But tonight, women are filing a class action lawsuit accusing LuLaRoe of being a pyramid scheme.
My red flags went up, actually, for real. I was like, what the hell have I done?
Welcome to The Rise and Fall of LuLaRoe, a podcast from Discovery Plus about the story of LuLaRoe through the voices of its victims. I'm Stephanie McNeil, a BuzzFeed News senior culture writer who has covered LuLaRoe since 2017. And on this show, I'm talking directly with the people who lived the LuLaRoe story, from women who lost it all.
I think that I probably lost around 50 grand, maybe more.
To retailers who figured out how to fight back.
That group saved my life. We created something that couldn't be stopped.
To experts who break down, how do multi-level marketing schemes work? And why do so many MLMs target women and moms in particular?
These are people who have been told that if they just worked hard enough, if they just had a good enough idea, then the American dream would be theirs.
Listen to The Rise and Fall of LuLaRoe wherever you get your podcasts.